Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Welcome back into the JetCast. Jackson Schneider here with you today for episode 142 of our show. It's been a couple of weeks since we last spoke. Lots going on. Spring sports season's really heating up. The weather is as well, which we certainly love here in Kansas. But we got a lot to get to discussion-wise today. A couple of really fun interviews with two great coaches here at Newman University coming up today. We've also got a look at what's been going on around Newman Jets athletics, some results. I will also, as always, take a look at what's coming up ahead and a little cool opportunity for you if you like Kansas City Royals baseball and you love the Newman Jets. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But today on our show, we're going to be visiting with Newman head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs. Basketball season is over, but Coach Briggs had the awesome honor of speaking at the Women's Basketball Coaches Association conference just a couple of weeks ago during the Final Four, and got to speak about what she's done to help build the culture around Newman Jets basketball. And we'll talk to her about what that experience was like. We'll also kind of put a bow on the basketball season now that she and her team have had some time to sit back and relax a little bit. Now they can start working full steam ahead towards the next year in 2025-26. But we'll have a great chat with Coach Briggs. Always enjoy catching up with her. And then also, we'll get Billy Murphy back on, the director of bowling here at Newman University. He's also currently serving as the interim athletics director, but busy week for him and his bowling squads as they head out to Las Vegas for nationals, and a big opportunity to try and take home some hardware and potentially a national championship. So we'll preview that national tournament with Coach Murphy coming up later on in the show as well. But before we get into our interviews, let's take a look at what's been going on in Jets athletics over the last few days. This past weekend, baseball was on the road at Northwest Missouri State. They took one of those three games in Maryville, Missouri. They lost 10-6 in a thriller on Friday in extra innings. A grand slam by the Bearcats in the extra inning was the deciding factor in that one. Also dropped the game on Saturday 5-1 despite a stellar start on the mound from Colby Wilson, who went seven innings and allowed just three earned runs. But the Jets did get the last laugh and the win on Sunday with a 12-11 nail-biter win, but the offense put up just enough for the Jets to come up with the victory, and they'll now take that win into this week's series that we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show. Softball had a busy weekend as well. They split with Fort Hays State in Wichita on Friday, winning 2-1 in game one and dropping a tough one 5-3 in game two. They were then swept on Saturday by Nebraska Kearney in a pair of really fun matchups as well, losing 11-10 in game one and 12-6 in game two. Women's tennis was also in action on Friday last week with a 5-2 dominant win over Missouri Western here in Wichita, before dropping a tough one to Northwest Missouri State then on Saturday by a score of 4-3. The men's tennis team also took on Northwest Missouri State on Saturday, losing 4-3 themselves, but a couple of really tight contests there. And then over the last couple of days in Kearney, Nebraska, women's golf has been competing in the MIAA Conference Championships, and all those results have just been posted here recently. The Jets finished in 11th place at Meadowlark Hill Country Club up in Kearney, Nebraska. Bethany Griffiths was the star for the Jets, shooting a 76 and sitting in 4th place after day one. Michaela Steinborg and Isabella Cayaba both turned in 82s, and the Jets were playing really, really well. But in the end, Cayaba finished in 52nd, just a stroke, or two strokes rather, ahead of Bethany Griffiths, who finished in 53rd. Michaela Steinborg finished in 56th, Aiden Kofelt in 57th, Brooklyn Davis in 62nd, and Daniela Alvarez in 63rd. But big steps forward for the Jets on the golf course women-wise as they continue to improve under Coach Lon Flippo, who, of course, we met with on our last JetCast to talk about the upcoming kind of big stretch for Jet golf, both men's and women's-wise, with the conference championships coming up. And another, again, really solid showing for the Jet women at the MIAA championships. Now, let's go ahead and get into our first interview today. Want to hear from head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs and talk about her experience at the Women's Basketball Coaches Association Conference, and also talk about wrapping up her second year as head coach of Newman Women's Basketball. That's coming up after a quick word from some of our sponsors. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this is the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Don Blinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Blinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donblinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Blinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you today. Joining the head coach of the Newman Women's Basketball Program, Amy Briggs, over the phone. Coach, welcome back on the show. How have you been the last couple of weeks? We haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, I feel like it's gone really fast, and before we know it, it's going to be summertime. So just been staying busy with the team, recruiting, doing all that fun stuff.
The season after the season is always kind of its own challenge, but I wanted to kind of talk to you about that last couple of weeks after the season came to a conclusion. A really successful year, too. This young team of yours took some big steps, but what did you see, what did you hear from your athletes after the season came to a close about, you know, the vision for the future and the work that they'll want to be putting in here over the spring and summer to get better for next year?
Yeah, you know, obviously there was progress throughout the year, and we increased a lot of our statistics as a group and individually. So that was really good to see everybody in their own journey, you know, get a little bit better. And then now, you know, taking a step back, I think everyone's just super excited about what we can do. Just the experience they gained. You know, they always talk about that. It's like, I've been able to get this experience, and I'm excited for what's to come, and just the connected group that we have that has been able to be with each other. I feel like now it's going to be 3 years. We still have a certain core that has really stuck together and really meshed on and off the court. And I think that's what really, really helps, you know, set you up for the future. And obviously we've started to do postseason workouts, and that's been great. You know, it's just fun to see them do things that I don't have to remind them to do, because we have people that have been in the program for a couple of years now. So that's really fun as a coach, where you don't have to tell them two or three times. You know, you might not even have to tell them once. They kind of know you know, how to continue to learn to play the game of basketball.
Absolutely. And, you know, the building the culture and the identity of this program has been something that you've worked extremely hard at to get the right people around you on the staff and the right girls around you on the floor as well. And it's something that I think a lot of people have taken notice of. As a matter of fact, the entire country kind of got a glimpse of what's going on at Newman with your basketball program the last week or so with the Women's Basketball Coaches Association convention, where you got to present and kind of talk about building a program and what it takes to be successful in building those relationships. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a super cool opportunity. You know, there's a lot of presenters, but not really. So it's kind of cool to be selected and be able to just have that opportunity to be in a room full of coaches and kind of just talk about my philosophy and how I am as a coach and give tips and whether they use it or not. But I think that's just always cool to be able to share what we're going and working on. And then obviously, you know, I learned from other coaches there as well and just built more connections. And that's just super important in the basketball world is we all steal from each other. We all share from each other and to be able to come together and for me to be able to, you know, talk about different things within our program that we've been doing, that goes beyond, you know, X's and O's. I think it's super important to build success.
Absolutely. And I'm curious, you know, of those people that you met, the other coaches across the country, what's something that you learned at that convention, something that you might be able to apply to your program into next season?
Yeah, I think it's just fun because sometimes you even learn more, you know, when you're not at the convention, just passing by someone, seeing old friends from a long time ago that are in different parts of their coaching journeys. And I think the biggest thing is just to understand that, you know, we're all going through ups and downs and just continuing to be true to who we are and continuing to do the right thing. And, you know, good things will come from that. And so, you know, just making sure you continue to be consistent in what you want and understand that, you know, you can get there in time.
Now, looking at this season, we talked about the progress that was made and how you still got, you know, young talent, but talent that's been around the program for a couple of years now and have grown in that. But this year, you made a lot of that growth without a couple of key pieces. Amaya Perez didn't get to play this year. She was out with an injury all season. And then for all intents and purposes, Carly Carlson was out the entire year as well, getting hurt in that first game. So doing that big jump to 7 wins this year in year 2 and doing it without 2 key guards in your lineup, what does that give you in terms of your excitement for building for the future, knowing, you know, that you'll hopefully get healthy Carly and healthy Amaya back next year?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely was tough because they are, you know, 2 consistent guards that have had playing time in the past, and they know our system. They know their teammates well. So, you know, it'll be great to have them back. Amaya's doing well, and she's such a leader for us. She's such an energy player and just brings so much more than just certain things. And so it's been nice. She's been able to jump in more of things here in postseason, just having her presence has been great. And the same with Carly, you know, she's, you know, getting herself back. She'll be a little bit later in the summer, but she should be good to go. And they just bring a lot of different things that I think we for sure missed. And we always talk about we're a team. We need everybody and everybody matters. And so every little piece that someone gives us is super vital and helps us on and off the court.
Well, you mentioned earlier, Coach, that you've kind of been, you know, turning the page and getting out and recruiting and trying to find some future Jets. What is maybe the biggest thing you look for in a potential addition to this team, in a future Newman Jet? What are you looking for in your athletes?
The first thing is, you know, sometimes it's always hard to navigate this, but really enforcing that we want people that want to be a great teammate. That want to put the team first in everything that they do, and just trying to find that out through the recruiting process and and asking them certain questions, seeing how they answer, because we feel like we have a good thing going and we want to make sure we continue to bring people in that is about the team and all about the team, first and foremost. And then for me, I like to shoot, right? Like I like some threes. So shooting's really big. You know, they have to have a good, if you want to talk about skill based, they have to have a good, shot or something within their game that can really excel. If they can't quite shoot the three very well, they got to be able to really attack the paint. So, just kind of looking for that scoring part. And then motor is really big. If you can play super hard, we can continue to teach you, you know, where you're supposed to be on the defensive end.
Absolutely. Well, you found a lot of great fits and players that have come in to be impactful right away over the last few seasons. I mean, the first name that obviously comes to mind is Jaden McMillan, who's been a huge cog in your machine the last 2 years now as just a sophomore this last year, but also, you know, freshmen this past season like Layla Pierce, who played a huge role in her first season with your team. How important is it to find players that can impact things right away and also, you know, be willing to learn and grow? Because we saw a lot of that progress from each of those two players I mentioned individually in their freshman seasons as they just got better and better as the year went along. I'm sure there's a lot of teaching that goes into that, but how important is it for a player to be able to impact things right away and also be willing to learn as they go?
Yeah, it's super important. You know, I think we're finally getting into a place in our program where we do have some upperclassmen that can be really good mentors to any younger players that we come in. Now, obviously playing in games, you know, is great, but we always say you practice way more than when you play games. And so being able to be committed to putting in that work and just really trying to develop their skills a lot. Someone that also comes to mind for me is Charlize Williams. You know, she really started turning it on at the end of the year, just really learning, and the post position's a really tough spot. And so she does a really good job of just continuing to get better and through practices and the game moments she did have. And she's had a really good postseason. And so everyone's on a different journey, you know, when things start to click for them. And, you know, our goal is to try to get them playing their best basketball towards the end of the year and follow that into postseason. And then, you know, you got a lot of months between the next season to be able to give them the tools that they need to continue to work on their game.
Again, we're visiting with Amy Briggs, head women's basketball coach here at Newman University, wrapping up the 2024-25 school year. It's been a crazy fast year for me. I mean, you talk about having a long time between games with the off season, but once the season got here, it seemed to go so quick, Coach. So tell me maybe your favorite moment from this past year. I know it kind of zipped past us, but it was a great year and a lot of great moments. What was your favorite from this past season?
Oh, I would say non-conference would definitely be our win at Drury. You know, playing, no one understands Drury unless you understand them and you been in their arena and you know the hype that they have, like when they walk on the court, you know, it can be very intimidating. And so for us to lose the night before, to come back the next day and play a super talented team that finished in the top of their conference, and for us to go into their place and play the way that we did was just really, really awesome to see. Just overall, like, energy on our bench and just so many different areas was just super rewarding to be able to see. And we actually had a winning non-conference record, and so we were really proud of just kind of that piece that we get put together. And now I think our players are excited about, hey, let's be even better in non-con. And then conference, we got to talk about the Missouri Southern comeback, because that was pretty awesome. Just to be down by so much and just to stick with it and really, you know, commit to doing what we can do, hitting big shot after big shot, you know, people stepping up. That was a super fun game to be a part of against a really, really good team, a really talented team with that had a lot of upperclassmen. And so, you know, we've shown those moments here and there, and now we just have to make it, you know, more consistent basis.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to the future, Coach, and I always appreciate the time as, you know, the off season really gets going here in the next couple of weeks and even the school year winds down. Can you give us just a taste of what the plans are for the team? What does the workload look like and how much do you get to get the ladies in the weight room or on the court?
Yeah, so we've been, after season, we took about 3 weeks off, rest your bodies, you know, especially Jamie McMillan, you know, she got banged up a lot during the year. So resting our bodies, to then get them to a place to then work hard again. So we lift 3 times a week with our strength staff here at Newman, who does a great job, Trainer Dave, shout out to him. He's been getting us a lot stronger, you know, the past couple of weeks in their lifting program. And then we do court workouts, so we get 4 hours a week. And so we split that up. So some days we do team stuff. So we do a lot of 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4 to get a lot of reps and be able to play and then also, you know, build skills within that. And then we also do some 1-on-1, just individual attention. So Coach Mack will work them out 1-on-1 and just give them some different moves to work on, some different tools. So then when we come together as a group, they're trying to utilize those new moves that they learned or getting to their spot. So it's been a really great postseason. Then school's going to be out, and they're all going to go home over the summer. So it's always sad when they all leave. But we give them a good workout plan. We talk about what we need to do, what they need to do. And like I said, having more people that are older, they understand exactly what they need to do for their bodies, for their mind, for their game. And so we give them that. And then before you know it, it's August and we get to be back together again. So it goes by quick. But, you know, like I said, I'm excited about what they can do in the off season, even away from the coaches. And then when we come back together, it'll be really fun to see what the makeup of our team will be.
I can't wait already. Super excited, Coach. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to highlight what you've been up to lately and recap the season. I can't wait for next year.
Yeah, I'm excited. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. That's Amy Briggs, head women's basketball coach of your Newman Jets. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by Newman head bowling coach and interim athletics director Billy Murphy joining us to preview a very exciting week for the Jets on the bowling lanes as they head out to Las Vegas for the national tournament. Coach Murphy, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure here. I love talking with you. I learned so much every single time we talk bowling because I'm not a huge bowling aficionado, but I've learned so much from you and your team over the course of this year, and it's been a successful one for both teams, especially heading into now the national tournaments. Take me through what this year has been like in terms of the lessons that this team has learned on both sides and the progress that's been made to get them to this point.
Yeah, it's been two different stories, quite honestly. Our men's program has been pretty good all year and kind of just gotten better all year long. And then went to sectionals and qualified fourth, which qualifies you the top four teams out of sectionals make it to nationals. And they just kind of had that that ride through the year performance-wise. Started out pretty good, just kept getting better and qualified. And in my mind, we quite haven't got to that peak yet, so that's a good thing going into Nationals. And I think they're ready to do that. The ladies, however, have been a roller coaster all year long. They would compete really well, and then they would kind of struggle a bit. And it's kind of been that whole thing. I told them at sectionals, just the timing of it. But the sectional qualifier for our ladies, it was the same thing. It was just a roller coaster. You know, we bowled good, then we struggled, then we bowled good again. And it was just a weekend that really, truly reflected how our year went. And then the second part of day two, they were just really good and qualified for Nationals, you know, finishing in second place and getting that spot to the dance. So, two different paths for our groups, but, both are getting that trip. So it's great.
Absolutely. And though they kind of took different paths to get to this point, I would imagine that both teams should be pretty high on confidence with how they performed in order to get to Nationals, right? That's got to be a huge morale boost and a boost to their confidence, knowing that they can compete with the best and have a great opportunity to be successful in Vegas.
Yeah, no, it's been great. And they're looking forward to the challenge. You know, basically Nationals, it's the 16 best teams in the country are there on both sides. And, you know, so you know you're going to have to go in and compete at a high level. But I think both of our groups are ready for that challenge. And not only ready, but they're looking forward to it. So we had a good talk yesterday about, you know, enjoying the moment and just really enjoying the opportunity that they have earned. So I think they're ready to go.
Well, let's talk about the preparation, though, that goes into getting ready for a tournament of this level. As you mentioned, you know, the 16 best teams in the country going to be there, and you have to bring your A game, obviously, as we like to say in the MIAA. But what has the work entailed to prepare for the national tournament?
Honestly, I think the work has already been done. You know, just all the things that we've been working on all year long. It's interesting in our sport because between sectionals and nationals is over 40 days. So you've kind of got the practice that you go through. You know, it was pretty easy for a couple weeks. You know, we were just really in throwing shots and trying to stay sharp. And then the last couple weeks, we've kind of ramped it up and started to get a little more serious. But at this point of the year, it was just all the work that you've put in over the last 6 months, and just kind of keeping that on track. So
the hay's in the barn, right? That's the old saying. Like,
that's
it's
right.
All taken care of there. You just got to go do what's in front of you. But I wanted to ask you, Coach, you know, with your team, you know, building the culture that you have, that's kind of come to expect to be in this position on both sides, really. They've been at the forefront of the top level of college bowling for the last several years now. Does that provide any, I don't know, like an ease in the mind or maybe less pressure? Because some athletes, you get to a big stage like this, they may get a little nervous, may get a little tight, but you've got a team that's fairly confident and you know, regular in high level competitions like this. Does that provide any relief for the nerves?
You know, I think I see it a little bit different. Like this whole group, men and women, I mean, this is going to be their first trip to the national championship. And while the guys, you know, they're a little older and a little more mature and have a little bit more experience, it's still the first trip. So I would expect them to be a little nervous at the start. But they have always handled that really well. And once the bowling starts, they'll fall right in and keep going. The ladies are, you know, we've got two seniors and a junior, but most of them are freshmen and sophomore also. And so I don't think it would be right if they didn't have a nervous feeling, right? Like that's just a sign that you're a competitor and you're ready to go. But you're excited as well for the opportunity. But again, they've done a great job of handling all those emotions all year. And, I think they'll be fine once we get into it and everything settles down and it's just about the game and about competing.
Is there anything different that you might do to kind of help ease that nervous energy, you know, early on, or any advice that a veteran coach like yourself might be able to give to your athletes as they prepare for this challenge? Because like you said, you know, it's new for them, but you know, you've been in this setting, you know, many times before. Do you have any wisdom that you've learned from prior tournaments like this?
Maybe. I think it depends on your group. You know, if you see your group and they're a little tense, you know, maybe it's time for a little dad joke, or, you know, just something to loosen them up. And, but if they're not quite engaged, you might have to be a little firm with them and get them to where they are, more focused. So I think it just depends on the group. But honestly, we're not going to do too much different. We kind of trust our athletes, and I just think you go in and coach like you normally would, and try not to make it a bigger deal than it normally is at a regular season event. You have to appear to not be nervous as the coach, so they're not nervous. But every once in a while, you just need to throw a good dad joke in there and get them loosened up. So,
hey, that'll always do the trick. Now, Coach, I wanted to ask you about some of your athletes, because, you know, we can talk about the preparation and, you know, the upcoming national tournament and all that, but I want to know about the athletes and the journeys that you've seen from some of them this season, because as you mentioned, you know, both teams have gotten to this point in very different ways, but are there any athletes whose maybe story arc this particular season has stood out to you, the improvements that they've made to help lead their teams to nationals?
Yeah, you know, our group's pretty interesting, and you actually, what I'm getting ready to say is actually what you like to have in a team. Like the depth that we have at this point, especially on the guys' side, our depth is, you know, there's two guys at home that could be bowling on the team this week. But we go to every event, and it is a different group of guys almost every tournament that are in the lineup, that are contributing. And you kind of need that when you're making a national championship run. You're really only as strong as your bench. And our depth is very good. You know, we have, you know, Zach Smolin and Noah Akiona, who are juniors, they're in their third year. They have been consistent and strong their entire careers. And then you throw in a freshman, Liam Hardman, who has had an incredible year, leading the team in average. And, you know, he's been I wouldn't say he's been a surprise, because we kind of knew what his capabilities were. But I mean, he has been a big contributor to our team this year. Sophomore Brady Longnecker is another one that's bowled great all year. It just kind of comes from a different place, which from the coach's perspective is wonderful, because you know, if you know one of your starters are struggling that day, that you've got guys coming in off the bench that can do the job.
Again, we're visiting with Billy Murphy, the director of bowling and interim athletics director here at Newman University. Billy, has it been, you know, the transition into interim? We talked about it maybe the last time we had you on about how things have gone, but has the added layer of postseason bowling made that a little bit more interesting for you? How are you juggling the hats these days?
Yeah, it's challenging at times, but I feel like we've done a pretty good job. There's been a couple times we've had to take care of some things, and I might have been late to practice, but our guys are just really focused, so that it just hasn't affected them at all, in my mind. And the two best things that I have going for me in my new role is Maureen Rowletter and Zach Brake. You know, when I'm not there, they take care of things. And again, we've said this before, but these three people are really doing that job together, just trying to keep things moving along in a positive way and make sure that the student athletes in all of our sports are getting taken care of and getting their student experience. So it's a three-person team that we got going on in that office right now, and I honestly wouldn't want to do it any other way.
You got a great crew around you for sure. Always appreciate Mo and Zach and everything that they do, and obviously you as well for taking the time to speak with us today. But Coach Murphy, before we let you go, I got a couple of fun questions for you. The first being, you spend a ton of time in Las Vegas for the bowling tournaments that you go to all the time. Is there anything that you've learned or experienced in Las Vegas that you would recommend to someone that's visiting? Any tourist traps or fun restaurants or anything that you've spent time in?
The honest truth is I don't get out of the South Point that much, where most of the bowling is. That facility is, I mean, they have Italian, steak, Mexican. They have every restaurant you could want. And I actually enjoy the South Point so much because there are so many different things. But it's been a long time since I really was in Vegas and truly went out and did a whole bunch of stuff. Vegas is great, and there are so many things to do there. So I enjoy going out there, but most of the time it's just for the bowling.
Hey, that's nothing wrong with that, right? You probably save a little bit of money that way. At least they don't build the rest of the city without kind of trapping people in there. But the next question I have is, there's a big event coming up with the Kansas City Royals, which I know you're a big fan of, but MIAA Day at the K is coming up in a couple of weeks on April 26th, I believe it is, against the Houston Astros. Are we going to be seeing you at the K for that?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I wouldn't miss it. Hopefully we'll have some alumni out and just share some stories maybe. But definitely anytime I can go to the K and watch the Royals, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We had a blast doing that last year, and I know it was a great turnout for the rest of the conference. So hopefully more of the same for this one to come. And, again, we'll talk a little bit more about the MIAA Day at the K here to wrap up our show. But our last question for you, Coach Murphy, as you head into Nationals, what is the biggest goal for your teams? I mean, it is obviously you want to hold a national championship trophy, but the goals that are going to help you achieve that championship, what's the take?
Yeah, I just think we have to go out and compete. When you're bowling against the best, you have to be pretty mistake-free. You gotta compete. You gotta make shots. And, the biggest thing in any of those matches is just as many clean frames as you can get. The teams that have the most clean frames are the ones that win matches. So that's kind of our goal. We just gotta clean frames and compete at a high level. And if we do that, we're gonna have a good chance.
Awesome. Coach, I always appreciate the time. It is a blast catching up with you. Best of luck this week, and can't wait to hear how it turns out.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. Go Jets.
That is Billy Murphy. He's the director of bowling and the interim athletics director here at Newman University. We'll take a quick break and be back to wrap up the show right after this here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Final segment of our show. I've got a couple of exciting things to get to in a moment. But first, I want to give a shout out to our two guests today. First, Amy Briggs. And then you just heard from Billy Murphy, the head bowling coach and interim AD here at Newman University. Appreciate him making time in his busy schedule to talk to us. And again, always appreciate Coach Briggs sitting down and talking about Jet women's basketball as well. Big things coming for them in the future. I can just feel it based on the progress that was made this year and the big steps and the young talent that's there. Such an exciting year of growth, and I can't wait to see what that turns into. But first item of business in our final segment, if you like baseball, more specifically, if you like the Kansas City Royals and you want to go celebrate Newman University and the MIAA at Kauffman Stadium, the second annual MIAA night at the K is coming up on Saturday, April 26th, next Saturday at Kauffman Stadium. And the Newman University Advancement Office is going to be hosting a tailgate prior to first pitch between the Royals and the Houston Astros. The tailgate will start at about 3:30 with drinks provided in the reserved parking lot of Lot N. You can also get your game tickets and parking pass to attend in a group if you want. But tickets are still on sale. Just go to royals.com/MIAA. That's royals.com/MIAA to get your tickets. And you can get a Royals-themed bucket hat that's co-branded with the Newman University logos. And then, of course, again, there's going to be tons of Newman Jet fans and friends there for the tailgate and all the fun. And on top of that, fans and fun people from all across the MIAA will be there in attendance as well. And last year was an absolute blast. It was absolutely packed. The hat that we got was really cool. I still wear it all the time. We got to see people from just about every MIAA fan base, and I'm sure great attendance is expected for next Saturday as well. But if you'd like more information, you can talk to one of our show regular guests in Sam Hirsch. His email is hirschs@newmanu.edu. That's hirschs@newmanu.edu. You can email Sam with questions about the tailgate and the celebration of Newman fans and friends at the MIAA Day at the K event next Saturday. Again, that is April 26th. The tailgate will start at 3:30. The Royals game will start just after 6 o'clock as the Royals take on the Houston Astros. Now, final little tidbit for us is, as always, we got to take a look at the schedule that's upcoming in Newman Jets athletics. This weekend, as we mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, the Jet bowling program, both the men and the women, are in Las Vegas at the National Bowling Championships. That'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from Las Vegas. Tons of bowling, big opportunity, trying to bring home a national title for the Jets on the bowling lanes. Also on Thursday, both men's and women's tennis will be on the road. They'll take on Arkansas Fort Smith. Thursday afternoon in Wichita, the Newman Jets are going to host a three-game baseball series at McCarthy Field against Fort Hays State. It's a big, big opportunity for the Jets on the baseball diamond because they'll be taking on the number one team in the MIAA, Fort Hays State, in first place entering this weekend. And last year, Newman took 2 out of 3 from the Tigers, so a big opportunity for the Jets. Thursday, Friday, both those games starting at 3 o'clock. Saturday, it'll be a 1 o'clock first pitch from McCarthy Field. Then on Friday, women's tennis will be at Northeastern State, while men's tennis will be at Harding. And additionally, softball will start their weekend road trip with a doubleheader at Central Missouri out in Warrensburg. Friday's games will be at 3 and 5. And then Saturday, softball will head to Emporia State for a doubleheader with games at noon and 2. And then next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, men's golf is going to be at the MIAA Championships in Jefferson City, Missouri. And on Tuesday, men's and women's tennis will be on the road in Topeka, taking on the Washburn Ichabods. As always, if you want to take a look at the full composite schedule, you can download the Newman Jets app today. All the schedules, all the scores, all the results, all the previews and the recaps, they're available there on the Newman Jets app for you. And you can also go to newmanjets.com/calendar and see the full composite athletics schedule as well. But super excited to be back with you. It's been a busy couple of weeks for me personally, but nothing I look forward to more than popping back on a mic and talking about the Jets, and I'll be happy to be on the call of all three baseball games this weekend for Newman and Fort Hays State. So if you want to come out to the ballpark and say hi or tune in on the Newman Jets audio network, we'd love that as well. But thanks again for tuning in to episode 142 of the JetCast. I'm Jackson Schneider. We'll see you next time.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.